Amen. Pastor, I want to thank you for that prayer. And if it's okay, for those of you that know me, I just want to feel comfortable in something like this. Normally, if you know me, this makes me very comfortable. Tonight, I won't be before you very, very long, but it's going to be pretty strong. I'm going to take my time. I know I have about a good 10 minutes, and we're going to try and use all of them. tonight, we're going to talk about something simple, but it's really dear to my heart. It's called forgiveness. Forgiveness is very, very important. You have to be able to forgive. Forgiveness is so powerful. It's almost your actual existence here on this earth. If you can't forgive, you can't survive. My father had a saying, don't ever love nothing that you can't stop loving. So if you can't forgive it, you can't love it, and it will destroy you in the long run. But I'm going to share something with you. Church, before you can forgive anyone, you first have to forgive yourself. If you can't forgive anyone if you can't forgive yourself. Some very important things I'll share with you. It's important to forgive others so that God can forgive you for your sins. Something very, very powerful that stayed out in my mind when I was asked to do this. And at the same time, forgiveness had came to my mind, because at one time it was very, very hard for me to forgive. So I looked back into my Bible when I was asked to do this, and something very, very powerful and profound jumped out at me. It said, God teaches unconditional forgiveness. But check this out. Nowhere in the Gospels does Jesus teach that forgiveness should be offered unconditionally. I thought that was so deep. And let me say it again for those of you that may have missed it. It says, Jesus teaches unconditional forgiveness. Nowhere in the Gospels does Jesus teach that forgiveness should be offered unconditionally. And then I looked a little bit further, and Matthew's jumped out at me, and it simply means this: forgive each other 70 times 7. I was like, wow. I went through all, you know, some of us can't forgive. You think about how you were treated as a kid. Sometime I look on the news right now and I think about why are they killing these innocent black men? Because they can't forgive the way that their father treated them as a child. It's so many different scenarios that go on with unforgiveness. I'll share something with you. Unforgiveness can change a little bit. Watch this. When Jesus was on the cross and he cried out to the people who were his attackers that was doing him wrong, he didn't forgive them. He simply said, forgive them, for they know not what they do. He was talking to his father. And just like a father of four myself, when my children are in stress, I'm going to come to their rescue. But he was so strong, he told his dad, don't do anything. Forgive them, Dad. Jesus was a much stronger man than I am. And I see that today. I'll share something else with you. We have to learn to forgive. Forgiveness is something that's the way of life. If you can't forgive, you can't survive. John 1:9 says, if you confess your sins, he is faithful and just to forgive you for yours. This rises a question for me. How far does your forgiveness go? This is the Q&A. And this is the question that I'm putting out for us on today. Can you forgive? Can you forgive from how you were brought up? And you did. Some of you can't forgive because you can't forgive God for not showing up when you demanded that he be there. So you church hurt. No matter what it was, you have to find it in your heart to forgive. So I have to present this question for you today. How far does your forgiveness go? What is it that can make you say, I forgive you? Is it something simple? Is it something large? Look into your heart. Find the kind of person that you are. We're individuals and we have to learn to be treated as such. And we have to find a way to forgive. In Jesus' name, this is our message for today. Thank you.